This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I'm going to throw something at you that is divisive. And I know it. So I'm going to be divisive, okay? Enjoy. The Democrats, the leftists, well, they're simply incorrigible. After the terrorist wing of the Democratic Party, the KKK, has been hammered by American society and American norms into irrelevance, now the left, no longer able to win at the ballot box, have taken once again to violence as their means of political activity, just like they did after the Civil War. The Ku Klux Klan wore white hoods and masks both to create fearsome apparitions and to conceal that they were local people, mayors and such, sheriffs, you know. Antifa wear black hoods and face masks, both to create fearsome apparitions and to conceal that they are not local townsfolk. Rather, they have been brought in for the event. We don't know for sure yet, but it is very likely, given the work of James O'Keefe of Project Veritas Action, that Antifa are the same people going from venue to venue, astroturfing. So let's take a back-of-the-envelope guess as to what it costs to keep Antifa in business. There's probably about 10,000 of them all in pockets around the country, and since they have to be ready for demonstrations at any time, being Antifa is likely their job. So let's guess that George Soros is funding Antifa, and that he pays well above the minimum wage, like $20 an hour. That's $40,000 a year. That's a pretty nice wage, considering there's no FICA or income tax deductions. And with expenses, let's round up the cost of an Antifa to $50,000. If there are 10,000 of them around the country, that's an annual expense of $500 million. No small sum, but well within the resources of Soros, particularly in light of what is at stake, which is the control of the United States of America. This is just a guess of mine. But as any researcher would tell you, it is better to have a hypothesis than simply to observe. The hypothesis helps to tell you where to look. They cannot, on the left, they cannot gain power through argument. It has to have dependent constituencies supported by the taxpayer, which is why it wants open borders, or it has to have intimidation. And in some cases, it has both. The KKK was regional. Antifa is national, befitting the Democratic ambition. The left does not expect Antifa to take over the country as the brown shirts help the Nazis do in Germany. The role of Antifa is to poison the well of support for President Trump, to make him seem illegitimate by causing chaos in public spaces at political events. Winning through intimidation. Antifa is just a different way of spelling Ku Klux Klan. So I've said two things now. I'm waiting for somebody to get really upset about this. I've said that Bernie Sanders and all of his followers are Nazis. And now I'm saying Antifa is a different way of spelling KKK. But let me give you something else to chew on, too, before we go into the first break of the moment. With statues of Robert E. Lee being torn down all over by Antifa, it's fair to wonder how he would have reacted to today's mob violence. As it happens, we have some sense of how he might react to spontaneous racially tinged violence, because after defeat and reconciliation, he became a college president of what is now Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia. This put him in charge of restless males during their years of peak testosterone and at a politically charged historical moment to boot. While he was a college president, a number of his students were involved in altercations with black Americans in a nearby town. Once, black Americans shot and nearly killed a student. The students, nearly all veterans, talked of lynching. Robert E. Lee put a stop to that with a few judicious words. Two other incidents illustrate the point. One of his students, without provocation, grabbed and insulted a civil rights activist. Lee expelled that student. Few others attempted to break up a political gathering of newly freed black Americans. Those involved were also expelled personally by General Robert E. Lee. When asked what the rules of the college were, he had but one rule: to be a gentleman. Based upon these actions, after the war, we know that Robert E. Lee would not have approved of the violence that occurred in Charlottesville or was seen recently on campuses. But Lee was not a social justice warrior. He expected his students to be orderly and courteous in a changing world, and he did not tolerate disorder. He also focused his students' education on those courses that had applications in the practical world, engineering, business, journalism. I think it's fair to speculate that he would have seen no sense in parents spending their life savings on a gender studies degree. I know today's a different day. We live in a different time. But instead of shunning this guy, a lot of college presidents today would do well to consider his example. Now, once and for all, we can't erase history. Can't do it. It's not going to happen. We can certainly pull down every statue out there, but I mean, where does it end? That's the question. And the answer to it is it never ends. It never ends. It never, ever ends, because there is no appeasing the left. There is no socialism. Socialism is it's actually somewhat of a red herring. It can't really exist that long by itself. It has to have communism come in behind it to enforce the socialist goal. And that's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem. For all of these people that are talking single payer, Keith Ellison is talking single payer, Nancy Pelosi is talking single payer. This is a signal to you that the left wants socialism. But since we all know that socialism doesn't actually work by itself, that means they want communism. That's why it is so all-fired important to stop free speech, to stop gun ownership. This is a big issue. And yet, nobody sees it that way. Or if they do, I'm not hearing it enough. The left, especially on the House side, Nancy Pelosi, I hope they never replace her. She was talking about free speech the other day on some television interview, and she said, look, the Constitution does not allow you to cry wolf in a crowded movie theater. Now, see, leftists spend so much time conflating issues that she just couldn't help herself. She used the boy crying wolf and put it in there with the crying fire in a crowded movie theater and made it one thing. I hope she remains the minority speaker for quite some time. She's pretty dumb. Of course, not quite as dumb if it is the Republican side. I'll give her that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Anyone in their right mind has a fear of being killed or seriously injured. So if a crook purposely threatens your life, fear is a natural response. If you don't have fear, please find a psychiatrist. The trouble with this is that we don't really function all that well when in fear or in panic. And to overcome an initial criminal attack, We have to function efficiently. One of the best ways to push through the natural fear reaction is with controlled, disciplined anger. Bruce Lee called this emotional content. How dare an attacker place my life and the lives of my family in danger? Now, as a defensive shooter, you have to make that clear delineation between fear and rage. Rage is uncontrolled anger. Rage, just like fear, will cause you to do foolish things, things that we will likely regret at a later date, assuming that we're going to live that long. Using anger to overcome fear is the reason that military leaders throughout history have made rousing speeches to their soldiers. In Germany, every payday for 3 years, we had a battalion commander talk. We would go to the movie theater, and the battalion commander and the battalion sergeant major would just get us wound up. And this was in the height of the Cold War. So, getting wound up and getting motivated and allowing that anger to come into play, that emotional content, shoves you through some initial problems. The reason is that just about the only way to overcome violence that is visited upon us is through controlled anger. It's another way of instilling the idea that right is on our side. A.Y. Alley, he was a very crusty old Texas Ranger captain. He used to tell his men, it's okay to be afraid, just don't let those so-and-sos know it. In law enforcement, in the military, the greatest fear there is failing to do the duty. For a lot of us, the mission was first and foremost on our minds. And so we would grit our teeth and train to take the fight to those coming over our border. For the defensive shooter, the idea is to instill in oneself that you are well-trained, well-equipped, and well-versed in the law regarding personal defense. In addition, you have to give serious thought to the types of criminal attack that might be visited upon you and have made a plan. And most importantly, you have to be prepared to put that plan into action instantly. And this need to overcome fear is also one of the main reasons that I continuously harp on the need for training and practice. Training and practice builds confidence. Confidence in your ability is also an excellent way to overcome fear. A punk hopped up on some drug using a gun he just stole is going to have to get awfully lucky to overcome trained and determined shooters who are coolly putting their defensive plan into action. It's going to be so matter of fact that it's going to be shocking to them. Colonel Jeff Cooper used to respond to the idea of a criminal encounter by saying, they told me that this could happen, and I know just what to do about it. Now, some people think they can get by with just talking a tough game, and that is a very false confidence, and they know it. You have to have, and you have to know how to have, controlled anger. And that needs to be backed up and supported by the amount of training and practice and planning that you have undertaken in order to take advantage of those drills. In return, you'll get confidence and presence of mind to turn that anger off when the criminal breaks off the attack and turns to run. And then the choice becomes yours. Are you really prepared to deal with a criminal encounter? Can you push through your natural fear and do your duty? That's really what you have to think about, really. That's all you have to think about. A criminal encounter is such that It's going to be fast. It's going to be completely inconvenient. And you've got to go into action almost as soon as it happens. You've got to have that presence of mind. You've got to have trained to deal with this. And then you got to go do it. Then you got to go do it. Don't try to talk your way out of it unless you're using that. Now, listen, one thing that I rarely talk about is misdirection. And, putting them off their stroke. So, maybe you act like you're going to cry or something and start to fall away and go towards your gun side as you start to fall away. Maybe you look panicked or something. Maybe you go down. I don't know. There's a lot of things you can do. But it takes presence of mind to do any of those things. And when you finally go defensive and you pull the weapon and you are coming up, then you also have to have the presence of mind. At that point, if they break off and take off, it is over. You can't shoot them then. That's not nearly as difficult as it sounds to do. So, bear that in mind when you're training or when you're going about. Look around you all the time. Bear in mind that you're going to have to be really quite specialized. I mean, really quite specialized. Because doing that, being able to do that, means that you are really, really engaged with your plan. And that's what it means. And that's all it means. And that's all it needs to mean. Controlled anger, emotional content. When the fight starts, you've got to be in a position to go and employ that to push past the fear. And then you're on your way to being successful. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Have you noticed the multiple calls recently for increased gun control, despite the fact that all the harm being done presently at leftist riots does not have anything involving guns? Car was used in Charlottesville, as vehicles have been used before. Yet, as if unaware of the public facts, the leftist politicians and activists have increased their calls for greater gun control. Car was used in Spain, and in Britain before that, and in Paris before that, and each time American leftists call for greater gun control in the United States. Paul Ryan mentioned increased gun control in a public forum recently in response to a question asked of him by someone he knew. Despite the utter lack of connection with guns in anything to do with Charlottesville, he linked to the event, or he linked the event to gun ownership in the U.S. and concurred that more control is needed. It's weird, isn't it? What if they know something that we don't? Now, this may sound a little out there, but we live in a time when what is going on beneath the surface dwarfs what we see as the end result of someone's planning. So what if the discordant calls for gun control are because these politicians and anarchists and activists have foreknowledge of some kind of planned escalation of their brand of protest and are setting the stage for disingenuous I-told-you-sos? Sort of like Charlottesville. And what if they have something of a timeline along which they either believe that things will happen or will make things happen to escalate the blitzkrieg of media and hysteria by which they affect change, meaning a coup? And what if they and the media are in bed together on this too, and have prepared their stories and narratives ahead of time? Now, in Charlottesville, Trump was caught flat-footed but still gave an accurate response regarding hate on many sides. But Terry McAuliffe had a complete speech ready to go, condemning the left's shadowy enemies while omitting any mention of the Marxist combatants who came to do actual physical harm. And no one in the media batted an eye. Charlotte itself has more than a whiff of this altogether. Because the KKK types obeyed the law and obtained a permit, the officials in Charlottesville and Richmond, Democrats all knew precisely where the protesters would gather and when. And magically, an army of radical Marxist activists materialized without a permit, many from out of state. That's been confirmed, to confront those who were obeying the law, even if they were saying or believing objectionable things. And when the two factions have been allowed within striking distance of each other by local authorities, who ensured that they were not more safely separated, a state of emergency was declared. The park had to be vacated. The KKK side and the Antifa side were somehow pushed together by police, despite other means of egress from the park, and a melee ensued. And the police who herded them together suddenly were far away, watching what they had facilitated. And the media was right there. So the left, it seems, orchestrated these fights. Their surrogates were not there to protest. They were there to provoke. They came armed, masked, and emboldened by the political support of the left. It's the Marxist left's goon squad, there to ensure that one side speaks, one side controls, and the other side stays quiet or is punished. Leftist mayors and governors seem disinterested in preventing the violence, even ahead of time. Police officers report, as in Baltimore and Charlottesville, that they were told to stand down, though they knew the harm could have been prevented if they'd been allowed to do their jobs. So the obvious next step in the string of events being put into effect by the left is a confrontation involving guns. They seem to want, actually they seem to have some sort of foreknowledge that someone at one of these events will use a gun. Perhaps one of their own pretending to be an opponent or maybe a bystander will be threatened and will protect himself and those with him. And regardless, the purge of the Second Amendment will take off as never before. Imagine the hysterical, unhinged screaming that an alt-right lunatic finally proved all the leftists right and took a shot. What happened won't matter. Truth won't matter. The narrative will be all that matters. I seem to recall Republicans being shot on a baseball field, but the left won't permit that discussion, even if they do, and even if it's pointed out that a leftist has already crossed that threshold without those on the right responding in kind, that's not going to matter. The false narrative will brook no exceptions. The right will be blamed for what the left planned, and the calls will go out nationwide for bans and confiscations. So seeing all of this in unprecedented dishonesty that we've seen over the last 9 years, practiced by unethical zealots, who say their opportunity to gain full control over the wealth of an entire nation. Do you find this too ridiculous to imagine? I don't. Conversely, if there isn't something going on, why are we suddenly being prepared to receive a new surge for gun control, bans, and confiscation? On the other hand, what if the crisis doesn't happen? Well, then they'll just fabricate one. We saw this clearly in the days and weeks following the election as dozens of leftists utterly made up hoaxes about being assaulted or insulted or seeing churches burn, none of which turned out to be true. What if, as we saw with the fake Trump supporters or racist meme, the left gets tired of waiting for an event that doesn't come and makes it happen? In this day and age, with the malice and insanity of the left on full display, who thinks this is not within the realm of possibility? It would be nice to be wrong about this, but they seem determined to continue the philosophical movements of the Obama years despite their loss. And leftists don't care about elections. They care about raw power, intimidation, disinformation, and corruption. The wealth of America is a goal well worth lying and cheating for if you're on the left. What's another constitutional right sacrificed? It's not as though they'll be around much longer anyway if they win. I've been asked before, when will we know that it's time to get absolutely constitutional on them? I think it's coming. I think the warning is out there. I think, and I mean, this isn't, you know, I just happen to have a set of sponsors right now that I'm kitted up. I'm ready to go. Thank you, AR500 Armor. Thank you, DTWS. Thank you, Nighthawk and Agency Arms. I think that if it starts, we're not going to have the luxury of being able to sit back and say, well, we have to let cooler heads prevail. No. I think once that starts, I think we'll either have to see it all the way. This almost reminds me of that part in, War Games when the computer's going to go ahead and start the war anyway, and they don't want to start the war, but the general has to call up and say, call the president and tell him we may have to do this thing after all. That's what it's sort of sounding like to me. And we will have to do it. The question is, will we? This weekend, look around you at everybody that you're related to, everybody you hold dear. That will answer your question for you. If you need that answered. We're going to talk about, when we get back, we're going to talk about why we know the left showed up to fight. And why they're against the Constitution 100% now. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. What is that? Anyway, I just got a weird message. Okay. As far as speech is concerned, the reason the First Amendment exists is to protect all speech, like it or not. And that includes hate speech. The reason for that is because we knew, the founding fathers knew that there would be dissension. The founding fathers knew that there would be moments where they would either have to fight, and they intended to do that, or that every voice needed to be heard. Now, I have no love for a lot of the things that the left says, and for some of the things that the right says, but there are those on both sides that want to control you through the force of government. I also have no tolerance for the lies that either side would tell you. But either everyone has a right to free speech and free assembly, or no one does. Second, and very important, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many of you there are. It doesn't matter how many share your view. You have a right to be heard. All of us have a right to be heard. The First Amendment does not say that your right to speak is removed if you invoke the Second Amendment by carrying a weapon in your person, nor does the Second Amendment say your right to carry a weapon is removed if you invoke the First Amendment by speaking your mind. If you don't have freedom of speech, which is actually a very, you know, it's a pretty... This has always been the one that the left has always pushed for. the First Amendment. If you don't have freedom of speech, which is what's happening now, if for example, because I'm a Republican or white or a white Republican or a man or a white Republican man, or I voted for Trump, so I'm a Trump-voting white Republican man, I have no right to speech because anything I say is going to be hate. Anything. Now, in Charlottesville, in Phoenix, in Boston, wherever there's going to be speech, if the left wants to show up and talk about creating all of this havoc and all of this other stuff, well, we can listen to them. And we don't have to like it. And I actually would prefer them be sort of out front about this because I don't think this is misdirection. I don't think this is them trying to, you know, yank our chain. This is really what they want. But hate speech is definitely protected by the First Amendment. And it doesn't matter whether you're if you're yelling wolf in a crowded theater, there Nancy Pelosi and there is a wolf in that crowded theater. Well, there's one there, that's perfectly okay. But just bear all that in mind. Hate speech is the most protected. All of the vile things that you hear. And that was the thing about Operation Choke Point that I really didn't like. Because most of the things that were out there that they were going up against in a lot of cases simply had to do with expression. Not because I like online porn. Not because I like some of these things that they find to be unsavory. But, I mean, that's all it really was. It was stuff that people go to. Palm reading. Online palm reading. Some of them offered services. Not the best services, but services to be sure. They're always trying to control what we think. So, I mean, all speech is free. And if there is no free speech, if I don't have freedom of speech, there's going to be no freedom of speech. And I will fight to ensure that there's freedom of speech. Now, things are about to change for me. I'm considering going into hunting. Yes, the show is live today. And one of the reasons that I have Glockzilla, the agency arms 10mm Glock 20, is I was thinking that I would want a side gun to go into the woods. Because I don't want to round a corner and run into a predator and not be able to deal with him too. I don't know exactly what it is I'm going to hunt. I'm just getting into it just now. But I've been looking into the kind of things, and since we're in North America, the biggest thing you most likely to run into is going to be a bear. So, what do you carry for a bear if you're out there looking for something else? What do you carry to keep the bear off of you? There's two things. There's only two things. You can either go with pepper spray, bear spray, or you can carry a gun. And you can actually take pepper spray training for bears, and I would heartily endorse that you go take that. Now, game wardens in Alaska, backcountry rangers, they may carry bear spray, but their go-to for protection in bear country is a pump-action shotgun loaded with slugs. The most popular carried by law enforcement, the DNR types, is a Remington 870 synthetic tactical. But they also like the Winchester SXP, the Mossberg Scorpion, and the Benelli Nova. The favorite sidearm is a Ruger Super Red Hawk Alaskan model in 454 Kazool. For rifles, it's the Ruger Guide Gun or a CZ Safari Magnum and 375 Rieger or 375 H&H, whatever that is. Like I said, I'm just now getting into this. This is going to be a fun little journey, I think. Going to put together a hunting rifle, which I haven't gotten a hold of yet. But that's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun with this. I know a couple of people around here that I'm going to let them teach me how to hunt because I want to learn how to hunt. And when I go out, I'll be carrying, right now, I will be carrying the Agency Arms Glockzilla. I'll be carrying that. 15 rounds of 10 millimeter. I think I have, I've got some Underwood ammunition, which will, I think they've tested it, and it'll punch a hole in steel. So they believe it should work on a bear's skull. I sincerely hope that I do not run into a bear, because I will not be hunting bear. But you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. A little fun coming up in the land of lock and load. Let's see, somebody in the chat room saying, I'd want to go 50 BMG. Well, that's pretty big to be carrying around as far as a sidearm, isn't it? Or a rifle, for that matter. You got to carry the hunting rifle, too. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. He sent me an article on concealed carry in the United States. Rather than use it, I want him to help me tell you about it. That's coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.